Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And we are on the air. Ed Raymer with you with the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. And we're glad to be here. Hello, everyone. How are you? Hope you're having a great Memorial Day weekend. I think opening up the pools and all is going to be a little bit tough for everyone. It's only supposed to be, I think there was a 60% chance of rain. Here's the forecast. Let's see here. You don't want to hear it. So anyway, it's not going to be the greatest Memorial Day that we've had. Our guest tonight, and we're going to get to that right now. Let's give them maximum yield of our time. Connor's on the board. Thank you, Connor. Susan Meyer Shirk of Murfreesboro Indivisible. Victoria Broderick is back with us, and Matt Ferry. Welcome to you all. As usual, you can see on your screens. Hello, Susan. How are you doing?
I'm well this evening. Thanks so much.
Okay, good. Pull that mic a little bit closer to you. Get about two. Just pull it to your ear. Let me knock your teeth out.
Yeah.
That's fine.
There we go.
It's good to meet you. And, you know, I'll tell you what, let's do. Connor, if we can, are you ready?
Yeah.
Can we kick this thing off? Let's go ahead and kick this off, and we're going to get started here with Susan and all the rest. Matt and Victoria, because she's running again against Mr. Desjardins. We invited him. Of course, he's not going to be here anyway. Whatever. But for right now, my name is Edwin Lee Raymer, and yes, I am still a private investigator. Welcome aboard, everyone.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio WGNS.
And that's a little rock and roll to kick you off just a little bit. And this is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and I'm your host, Ed Raymer, and this show's produced right here at the studios of WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You can reach us tonight with your questions, comments, or your thoughts at 1. Or no, you don't have to dial 1 anymore. Just dial 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. You can also send us a text to that number if you're a little too high or too shy and you don't want to go on the air or a little bit out of sorts. And Connor, our producer here, will be glad to read it over the air for you. Or he'll give it to one of us and we'll read it. You know, my guest tonight, Victoria's here with us. Victoria Brade, how are you doing, huh?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. How are things in your neck of the woods?
You know, just, you know,
any tornadoes tonight? Everybody okay so far?
Everyone was okay. We did have a little bit of one. I think it was 3 days ago, but we're all good there now.
So far, so good. Okay, Matt Ferry. Matt.
Hey.
Matt, they let you out. Are you on weekend? Are you just on a weekend release program? Is that what? Matt, are you running for anything? Are you running from anyone?
Maybe running from me.
He's either running. Matt or I are either running for. Matt's running for. I generally run from situations. Matt, seriously, glad to have you.
Thank you for having me.
What's going on?
You know, I'm just here today to support Victoria and Susan.
Right.
So, you know, okay. I'm glad to be working with Indivisible, which is a, you know, nonpartisan group.
Right.
That tries to hold their legislators accountable. And right now, you know, we're talking about this town hall that we've got Thursday night. And Susan will let you know more. But, you know, we're concerned because Scott Desjarlais, our congressman, who has been first elected in 2010, has been missing, has been not in the scene. And his constituents have a lot of questions for him. And he's not only not willing to answer those questions, but not willing to come in front of the public. Well, we're hoping that changes Thursday night.
You know, with all due respect to everybody involved, good luck. And glad to have you back, Matt.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
And Matt's become an older friend. Matt's not that old, but I'm the old guy, but he's an old friend. We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
Myers Sherkin, we're glad to have you here. And I don't know, you don't look too happy about it, but we're glad to have you.
Delighted to be here. To speak for.
What are you doing with Indivisible? Tell us about it, please.
Okay, yes. So Murfreesboro Indivisible is a local branch of a larger national organization. And, you know, we first started in Indivisible as a national organization has been around since the first Trump administration, and was founded by two former congressional aides. But they have all these local groups, and the Murfreesboro Indivisible group started back in January when President Trump was inaugurated, and a whole bunch of stuff started happening that really raised a lot of concerns for a lot of people. And my neighbor said to me, "What can we do?" And Murfreesboro Indivisible was founded trying to answer that question. How can we do our bit for democracy? How can we make a difference? Our group and our sort of mission statement emerged kind of over time, but we advocate for democracy, for First Amendment rights, for rule of law, and adherence to the Constitution. So we're not a radical group.
That's what you've got here. We've got Murfreesboro Indivisible. You advocate for democracy, First Amendment rights, rule of law, adherence to the Constitution. Something the current administration doesn't really have any use for, I don't
think. That's a concern.
You might say that. Yeah.
And we're volunteer run. We're volunteer run. No one's getting paid to protest, for those of you who may have heard that.
And believe it or not, tonight, even though Victoria's here and Matt's here and I'm here, you're nonpartisan.
We are nonpartisan.
But you are progressive.
And progressive in our
You know, you threw a larger part of the state, are you?
So there is a Tennessee Indivisible, and there are lots of local Indivisibles. We are just sort of one in that constellation. So, and our particular group, and I do really want to get this in because I think it's a really important part of who we are. While we are, you know, we do some protesting and we do some, you know, calling our Congress electeds, and we're also really committed to creating community. To encouraging conversation, providing opportunities for people to engage and participate. So I kind of want to give a shout out to anyone who's interested in just everything that goes into creating a good democracy.
Right.
We're your group.
Yeah, sure.
Come join us. We're building that community for Middle Tennesseans.
Now, you have an event coming up Thursday night, and this young lady here is involved in that.
We do.
And Matt is here to support you and her and the entire situation.
Right.
Tell us about stuff here at Wallen House.
We are planning a town hall and community conversation on Thursday at 7 p.m. in the Walnut House.
Right.
And it's free, open to the public. We invited Scott Desjarlais. We sent him a formal invitation, and we just didn't get any.
We got a non-answer.
We got a non-answer.
That's what I call it.
Yes, right. We got a non-answer. We've had no confirmation that he's coming, but Victoria is coming, and we're really excited about that, and believe it'll give us a chance to have those kind of conversations that we really need to have.
And open for questions from the community that want to come and throw anything at her. It's a brave thing to do.
Including bread.
Including $100 bills, too. I'm telling you, no. No. And, you know, I can't imagine people don't want to be there because Matt and I, as usual, will be opening up with our rendition of Stars and Stripes Forever.
I can't wait.
And
Matt's off camera blushing.
It's a tearjerker. And they've cried for us many a day. And
that's right.
They have for me anyway. I don't know. No, we wouldn't do you that way, folks. But seriously, you're going to start. Is it 7 o'clock Thursday night?
Thursday night, and we really. It's a great opportunity to meet like-minded folks, to have good conversation, to get some questions answered.
And they worked with me on my schedule because you guys really did help when we talked about it. For those of you who don't know, I work a full-time job. My liberal job is 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. So they're working with me so that I could be there. I always joke about my liberal job on the internet.
But that's cute.
We're really
your liberal child.
My liberal. Well, we've been going to all these protests, and I get all these why aren't you at work? And I literally made a protest sign that says, "Don't worry, my liberal job is Monday through Friday fighting for your rights is 24/7, 365."
Yeah,
right.
That's
my sign.
Yeah. Well, and that's one thing that we get here, or I do. To try and contribute any way that we can, because this is important. And especially right now in the history of this country, Susan and I were talking earlier. I've never seen times like this. Mm-hmm. And, and I had one, Carol Ann, she's down in Chattanooga, and she listens every Sunday. Thank you, Carol. I appreciate you so much. And she wants to know about this big, beautiful bill.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Now, that's a can of worms we can get into. But now, Susan, I don't know if you want to go that way or not, and I don't mean to push you into that. But these are things that are on people's minds. They really are, because in that bill contains some words that can put the president of this country in a situation where he can basically do what he wants and ignore any court that he wants. I mean, and I've seen some stuff on this. And, I want to say this before we go on. I went to a local bookstore here today. Okay? Mm-hmm. Major bookstore. And I walked in, and I was going to get a national paper, a Chicago Tribune, a Wall Street Journal, whatever, before I came up here. So just in case, I might want to pick some topics out, in case. They're not selling newspapers anymore. I asked one of the boys there, a very nice fellow. I said, listen, I see all types of books, but do you all sell newspapers? He said, no, sir, I'm sorry, we don't.
Wow.
I mean...
Did he say why?
No, I didn't want to get into it. I wanted to get up here.
That's probably above his pay grade.
Yeah.
I guess. But, I mean, who doesn't read? I mean, I can remember we used to get, I can remember as kids back in 19, I remember back in 1970. But we went to the, we went to the library.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking at, Connor? And it's like, we got to come up here every Sunday with this old man. But anyway, and we went to the library and read the newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he's got a library card.
He's got a library card, yeah.
Okay, good. Oh, good. Yeah.
I don't have a library card.
I used to have one, but I think it's expired. But anyway, I did. Right over here next door to the Lion Ball Library. And, But we went to sometimes would go to the library and read a newspaper. They took a newspaper there every day. And in our neck of the woods, we were in Western Kentucky, they'd take a Louisville Courier Journal. And, you know, the library, the school applied for newspapers, you know, and you could get. And most of us as kids, of course, we'd run to the sports section or whatever to see where our local team was ranked.
Classifieds
and all that.
For puppy dogs. That's for what puppy I would dogs. Do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was a big one. And, you know, but they don't carry a newspaper anymore.
Yeah. And, it, and
that's not good.
It's part of what the, it's part of the problem that we're facing right now is that so much of what has unsettled the country and made everything so difficult is the disinformation that's being promoted in social media and on broadcast news. And you don't have the kinds of sources that can that are reliable and credible to sort of sort through what's going on. And you're all the time being bombarded, and Americans are all the time being bombarded with what amounts to disinformation. And it's no wonder that it's almost impossible to have a civil and meaningful conversation because there's all of this
it's a mess.
It's a lack of information too, because so many people don't know, like they don't know the basics of the Constitution, and it's like I'm still learning, and I feel like I have to look back and go over that information. And there's no, I always tell people, I'm like, I'm not angry with you for not knowing. I'd rather you say I don't know than you come at me with some like outlandish left field whatever. Just ask me the
right field. But Victoria, you're right. There are certain documents, the Constitution, of course, most of all, the Bible, but the Constitution, other documents of major content that are studied by very learned people every single day and all around the world. Okay? And you're right. Constitution... What did they mean by this word?
Yeah.
And that's big in biblical terms, too, because words over time have changed meaning. Yeah. Okay? And that's hard to understand for some people. You know, well, the means the. It used to be the.
Well, and it's also like the commas. The commas, the semicolons make sense.
Yeah.
And especially in the Second Amendment. Comma. There's if you don't utilize those, it changes the meaning. If you just read past
if you read past the comma, that's exactly right.
And I have friends online who read past it. One of the Uvalde fathers, he and I talk on this regularly, and he knows that over and over, and he does it. He says the first line, comma, and then he wants you to emphasize that because those things make sense.
Right.
They make it. They change the meaning.
It does. It truly did. Good point. Mm-hmm. That's a very good point. I'll tell you what, you're just sharp tonight, aren't you?
I am on one.
Matt, I'm glad you brought her.
Matt's over here like, just don't say anything. Just don't say anything out loud. Just don't say anything out of pocket.
Laugh at Ed's dull jokes. Okay. Susan, welcome aboard. We're so glad to have you with us crazy people. And
I'm glad to be here.
So... This is one of your, this thing Thursday night, this, I say this thing, I'm sorry, this get together, this
town hall,
town hall. Is one of Indivisible's
events.
It's one of your events.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Okay.
And you know, I just want to say, going back to what you were just talking about, the our nation's media literacy has gone down tremendously.
Yeah.
And that is by design. The people in power want that to happen so that we don't know that we deserve a congressman who is present in our community and should be working for us.
Exactly right, because the way these districts have been gerrymandered, I saw one this week that it's the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen, the way it's been gerrymandered.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was designed in a way to where there's not a Democrat that's going to win there.
Right.
Well, they talk about it a lot with this district.
What
the way it's been redistricted.
Exactly.
I don't touch
your,
a major...
Your district here, I know.
I don't touch a major city. And, you know, everyone keeps voting for Desjardins and, you know, God
except
bless
here in Murfreesboro.
Except here in Murfreesboro.
Because we're the fourth largest city in Murfreesboro.
Well, and
do we have a call?
Someone called.
Someone.
Okay.
I mean, was it for us? I mean...
Well, I can't say what he said.
Oh, okay.
Was it juicy? Are you going to give us the tea?
We're going to go to a break right now, and I'll tell you what. You know, you talk about television and all that. I'll tell you how crazy it's gotten. I do know. Yeah. I wish somebody would sue somebody so you could call Morgan & Morgan. And I wish, you know, you'd buy some insurance from Liberty Mutual. I mean, you know, that's all that's on TV anymore, you know? Yeah. Thank you all for being with us. Susan is here. Victoria's here. Matt's here. I'm Ed Raymer. Connor's on the board. We're going to go to our first series of breaks, if you don't mind. Be right back with you right after this. My name's Ed Raymer. Back with you. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. A caller on the line. Caller, Ed Raymer's here. Go ahead.
Mr. Raymer, how you doing?
Well, hello, Jeff. I hadn't heard from you in a month. Sunday, it seemed like.
I've been on every ball field.
Oh, yeah. Spring fling is in. Now, is that over now?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Over for another year until next May.
I'll tell you, that's a big moneymaker for especially Murfreesboro and here in Rutherford County.
Yes. Motels and restaurants and traffic is bad enough that you get.
I thought you were going to tell me you'd been to a Trump rally or something. I didn't know.
Oh, no, you know better than that. They paid me a whole bunch of money and I'd be blindfolded. You know, I don't want any either. Is these all they have rallies?
That's a good. I don't know. Does he?
No, not really.
He hasn't done
yeah.
a town hall since 2013.
Yeah,
2013.
Maybe he's on YouTube somewhere.
Probably, in the early days. You're gonna have to go back your digital clutter a little bit.
Yeah, four YouTube.
Yeah. Well, no, YouTube was around then. Yeah, because we've got lots of beautifuls of the early 2000s on YouTube.
Man, it's like I told you before, you were around boys last time. Grand Frogs and I have seen Desjardins.
Yeah, no. Well, Desjardins's been caught in closed-door sessions saying that he doesn't come out and speak to constituents because he would lose votes. Which, I mean, if that's your fear, maybe pick a different career path.
Maybe you should run for office.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, years ago, when Biden and Edwin Lee remembers this, Mark Gordon and others would have town halls.
Right.
Those days.
Right, Bart Gordon. You're talking about Bart Gordon, or
yeah? Edwin Lee, do you remember those days? You remember those?
I remember the good old days of Bart Gordon. I can tell you that.
I mean, do you remember yeah. when he had that town hall? He actually had a town hall. People
sure.
Show up, they actually asked some questions. You remember that?
Sure, people. I mean,
I was back in 1703.
Yeah, no, they came and they from both sides of the aisle. It didn't make any difference. Bart didn't care.
Right.
You
know. I know. He'd take anybody's question. It was. I mean, I know when one of the last times when Blackburn had one, she was saying that she told people, said they weren't even in her district. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
Mm.
Right.
What are you doing? What are you doing? You don't live in my district. What are you asking me questions for?
Well, Jeff, are you going to join us on Thursday night?
I was going to ask you that, Jeff.
I was going to ask you what was going on. That's the first I've heard of it. What is going on Thursday night? Let them tell me. Tell me what. I mean, that's the first I heard of it.
No, they're having a... Go ahead, Susan. This is Susan. She's going to tell you all about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, Murfreesboro Indivisible is hosting a town hall on Thursday. That's May 29. It's at 7 p.m. In the Walnut House, which is right off the square.
I know where that is.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know y'all were doing it, so I know.
Yeah, and... We invited Congressman Desjardins, but we have gotten no answer from him, no confirmation. But Victoria is going to be there. So she'll be there to answer questions and to lead us in a town conversation.
Yeah, I'm excited to lead.
I know he can't find Murray for all the Walnut House. I wouldn't worry about his coming.
Well, I mean, Jeff, I hope you're going to be there.
Yeah.
I also...
I will definitely try. That's the first time I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to be there. But Mr. Raymer, I was going to ask you, what do you think about? I mean, the legislators out of session, yeah, they can't do anything. They can't mess anything up. So are you glad of that?
Okay, I didn't understand you, Jeff.
That legislature in Nashville, they're out of session now. Are you glad they're out of session? They can't mess anything up.
No. You know, I don't know much about what's going on down there. No, I'm serious.
I mean, I don't know. I was going to ask. I know it's next year is the midterms, and I know a lot of people have probably been. I know the governor's race will be dealing some other stuff. Do you guys feel like nationally? I'm just going to hang up my leg on this. Do you feel like nationally that the Democrats, with the way Trump is going, and I mean, you know. Today, I saw where he went the names and countries and people from Harvard. I mean, I don't know why he's picking on Harvard. I mean, there's like six or seven Ivy League schools. Why is he picking on Harvard? I mean, there's Dartmouth, there's Cornell.
Hey, Jeff. Just out of curiosity, so you're asking how we think the election's going to go in 2026.
It's going like it's going.
Yeah. You guys mind if I take this one?
Yeah, Victoria.
Well, so... Yeah,
right.
So I can tell
Thank
you a
you,
little
Jeff.
Bit. I can tell you guys a little bit. So I do think that we've got some hard work ahead of us. But we know we all know it.
That's right.
We're rural candidates.
That's
Matt
right.
And I know how hard we work. But the numbers don't lie. The numbers in 2024 say that people want progressivism.
Yeah.
They want working class representation. And
right.
I'm a working class mom. That's what I want to do.
Yes.
I want to represent working class people.
Okay.
And the numbers don't lie. But we've got some work to do. We've got a lot to do, and I appreciate, you know, Matt and Ed and Susan, you know, being along for this ride, because it's a long road for us. You know, I'm the first congressional Democratic candidate to run two consecutive elections.
Right.
So that's a huge change. It's a huge. I know you're probably over there like, this, she's crazy.
No, Stephen Reynolds did it years back.
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's right.
Oh, that's
yeah.
right. He did.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, we're doing something here that's hard work. So I'm going to continue running for office. I'm going to continue
sure.
being out speaking to everyone.
Yeah.
You know, and I say this to everyone when you're in my speeches, you listen to what I'm saying. Activism is a muscle. So just pick one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I encourage everyone to do that. You know, even to the caller who left us a little nasty gram. I encourage you to come out and ask some questions because you deserve better representation. I understand that you're frustrated, but you're not frustrated with me. You're frustrated with the lack of representation in the district.
Sure.
And, you know, you can say I'm a liberal. I'm not a liberal. I'm a working class mom who works full time, lives in our district, wants to make sure our district is properly represented along with our farmers and our industry workers, because we are a fantastic district with some beautiful landscape, some really good bourbon and whiskey, and we deserve better representation, and that should filter home. So, you know, to that listener, I hope you're going to show up, and if not, only one of us had the testicular fortitude to run for office, and it wasn't you. So please keep that in mind going forward.
Well, I've said it many times. If you want to make a change, put your name on a ballot.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And we have two people who are not. Susan, have you ever run for office?
I have not either. I respect.
And yeah, no one's ever asked me. Yeah, no one's ever asked me to. I don't know why. But, you know, we have two candidates here that have. And, you know, you put it all out there then, you know. And, you know, I have faith in Victoria, obviously. And I'll tell you what, I still have faith in Matt. Matt's going to rise to the top. Matt started this game as a young man.
He did.
Okay, he did.
Yeah.
He's still a young man. Don't tell him
how old I am.
No, let me tell you. It takes a long time to get to the fame that I've got here. Okay? Yeah. And so,
and
for all six of my listeners, thank you so much.
I think there's a little bit more on tonight.
I'm sorry. Do what? Yeah. Did I get rid of
one? You said six listeners. There's five of us.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, yeah, sure. Well, my wife listens on Alexa. And there's you another vote. But, you know, seriously, it's you put it out there because you are then in the public eye.
Right. Yeah.
Regardless of how big an office or how small it is.
Right.
I mean, you can run for dog catcher and you're
still going to have to go out there.
If you've cheated on your taxes or cheated on your spouse or whatever, it's going to come out.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't want to hate on my opponent that much, but he doesn't do anything. If I take everything else away, why isn't he here? Why isn't he speaking to us?
Why didn't
he say yes? He's out of session. He should be here.
Right.
At the end of the day, like, if you disagree with my politics, I'm happy with that. That's fine. I want you to vote. I want you to be involved. I want you to have your freedom, because I believe in freedom. But I also am like, I need you to ask your representative, where the hell is he? Why isn't he here?
Right.
Why isn't he coming to a town hall that is being hosted by a nonpartisan organization that is here to answer questions? Because they have a lot to answer for. Our Medicaid is going out the window. Tennesseans need that.
Right.
Our district needs that.
I know.
Why aren't you here?
And that bill passed the House only by one vote.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, folks, that's the world we're living in.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Susan, your comments?
Yeah, so one thing I wanted to say was I'm glad you invited our Nasty Graham person.
Yeah.
Because I really want to stress that this meeting on Thursday is free and open to the public, and it's meant to be for the residents of Tennessee's District 4. Everyone is welcome. And if you want to come and ask questions, we want you there. We want you to be part of that conversation.
Yeah, and you can come and say that to my face, caller. Yes.
I would ask any caller, and I've had them, when's the last time? Okay, that's fine. When's the last time you voted?
Yeah.
Right.
When's the last time you voted?
Right.
When's the last time you called up your state representative? When's the last time you showed up at our state capitol? Why aren't you involved?
Right. Yeah. It's easy to sit on the sidelines and throw stones.
That it is.
But
you know,
it's much harder to get involved. And going back to Scott Desjarlais, he is our elected representative. His constituents deserve a meeting with him.
Yeah, it's our job.
And to completely ignore his constituents and the will of his constituents is...
I know.
Horrible.
It's a terrible thing. Look, you guys are my employer. When I get this job, you're my employer. If I'm not answering to you, if you don't treat me like the Starbucks barista that you go out and get your coffee from.
Exactly.
I don't know what you're doing, because that's my job. And if that doesn't resonate with you, then maybe I'm not your cup of tea, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I just want you involved. I want you active.
Right.
I want you to see representation, because it's not a spectator sport. You're right. It's not a spectator sport. Now, you've got to determine if you're going to be a player on the field or if you're going to be the turf. And I don't know about you guys. I don't want to be the turf.
Right.
Don't feel good.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, in government, there is someone, they're there. That person is there to answer your questions. You got a problem with your road? We have a road board.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yes.
Elaine Williams is one of our people. She's mm-hmm. on the road board.
Yeah, she's fabulous. Yeah.
Had her first run, and she's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there were some people, who is this? And she was with us, and I told her, I said, you can do this. Hope Oliver sits mm-hmm. on the
yes.
county commission.
Love her, yeah.
She did not think the night she won, I don't know, Matt, if you were there or not, but I walked in and she had a smile on her face a mile wide.
Yes.
I'm telling you, you cannot buy that. I told you so. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And this goes on and on and on. And I'm telling you, many a time a candidate, you know, and I've told Victoria this, you know, you fresh out of the gate, lots of times you won't win your first election.
Yeah, right.
Okay?
Right.
But, I mean, that's not a reason not to run.
That's not a reason not to run at all.
It's not a reason.
That happens.
You got to build some name recognition.
You've got to get out there. Yeah. I mean, talk to Mariah Phillips.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mariah, you're talking about a heartbreak. She lost her last, 34 votes?
Something like that. Yeah, right.
Come on, man.
Very close. Very close.
Very close.
But, you know, piggybacking on what you're talking about.
Right.
26 is right around the corner.
It's here.
And not,
it's here.
Yeah. And not only are all these representative Congress House of Representatives going to be up, but the State House of Representatives is going to be up, and including County Commission here in Rutherford County.
It
all
is.
21 County Commission races will be up. And this is important. You know, we get some people who want to come around and they want to run for local office, but they want to run for city council. We really want to stress to people, these county commission seats are important.
Oh, they're vital.
Vital. And you would be only running against one or two people at the most, you know, but usually just one other person.
That's
and
right.
You can win by 30-something votes.
Yeah.
It's a significantly smaller race, and it's winnable for us. So if you're thinking about running for office but don't want to run for a big thing, we've got, you know, we can plug you in and try to run for county commission next year.
Yeah.
But then on top of that, you know, U.S. Senate and gubernatorial, we're going to be electing a new governor next year.
Exactly right.
So these are big races. These are big races,
and
hopefully
Matt,
people will come out.
I'm glad you mentioned it. Let me add to that.
Yeah.
We have a bunch of people in this county, and Susan, I'm sorry because you're getting pushed to the side here a little bit because we're getting
a little.
Okay, you do whatever you want. All you got to do, you'll learn from these two.
Just dive in.
Ed to shut up. But anyway, no, I'm telling you, we have a bunch of people in this county that have changed the D at the end of their name, to an R.
Yep.
Simply because it made it easier to get reelected.
Correct. Correct. Yeah.
And we've got a bunch of those people that if you go up to them and say, hey, I'm running for this office and I need your help.
Yeah.
John F. Kennedy said, if a person ever shakes your hand, he said, any man that shakes your hand, you're going to get his vote. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a woman, too, by the way. Yeah. Things were different in the 60s, as we were talking about language being different a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
But any person that shakes your hand will probably vote for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And I'm telling you, we've got a bunch of folks in this county. Oh, I've never seen such a turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
They've all, you know, we're all now all of a sudden, oh, you're a Republican.
Yep.
I've got a bunch of them. I really question, you know, really?
Yeah.
I've never seen that out of you. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I want to slip in here is if you're thinking, there's no way I'm running for office. That's fine. I have something for you, too. Mm-hmm. We'll find your micro task, your bit that you can do support and advance democracy.
Hey, we need people to make we need people to make coffee, too, you know?
Yeah.
And to,
write letters.
And to make those calls, write those letters, reach out to their representatives, learn about our... You know, you were talking about the idea that, you know, lots of folks don't even know how it all works. They don't know the Constitution. They don't know
They don't know how to pull a petition of, or right, what it looks like to be, right, put your name on a ballot. They don't know what it looks like. They don't understand what we always think of national politics, but there's so much that goes on at a state level and a county level.
And a local. Yep. Right. And so that's part of what we want to do at Murfreesboro Indivisible is, like I said, create this community and engage in civic education. It's something that a number of our members have expressed an interest in. We're going to get started with a regular monthly meeting, and that meeting is going to focus on civic education and on, I think our first one we're going to do is invite someone in to talk about the Constitution. One of our retired judges.
Lord. So, I'm telling you, it is very, very interesting, that document.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it is just,
lots of people don't know what's in it.
And pay attention to the commas.
Right.
They don't know what's in it, and they don't know, we talked about the commas. A lot of people, I didn't know until my friend said that, I had no idea to pay attention to the commas.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be really important going forward. Right. And if you're listening, you're like, I can't possibly learn all this. 10 years ago, if you had asked me if I was going to run for office, I would have told you, are you out of your mind? Mm-hmm. And even 4 years ago, I would have told you you were out of your mind.
Right.
And now here I am in my second congressional race. My FEC papers are filed. I am a legal candidate. The only thing I'm not on is the ballot at this point. And, activism is a muscle. It really does. It started small for me. It started with engagement for me. And then I was always a little bit more interested. But to Susan's point, just come out and learn a little bit. We don't need you to pick up a petition and run for office. What we need you to be is a player on the field. I don't want you to be the turf.
Yeah. And doing that in community makes it all the much easier, right? Much more easy. Because you can have someone say, I don't know what I'm doing, or I don't know what this says. And you have those conversations, you have those relationships. And together as a community, we defend and protect our democracy.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And I'll tell you what, Victoria Broderick's here, Matt Ferry's here, Susan's here with us with Indivisible, Murfreesboro Indivisible. And we're glad to have her. And we've got an event coming up Thursday night, 7:00 at the Walnut House. Victoria's going to be there. Representative Desjardins has an invitation. We're waiting anxiously for him to show up, and it should be a big night for all. And right now, we're going to go to our last break. My name is Ed Raymer. Connor's on the board. Be back with you right after this. Stay with us.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. If you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. If you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. the people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We are back live with you. Susan Meyer-Shirk is here. She is with Murfreesboro Individual. Victoria Broderick is here. She's your candidate for United States Senate.
House
Representatives, United States Senate. Matt Ferry is here. I'm Ed Raymer. Connors on the board, as usual. You're going to have this event, Susan, Sunday night, Murfreesboro Individual, and tell us how, please, and I want to invite all of you Republicans out there, please come and fire away at this little firecracker we've got.
Yeah, please.
Please. No, I'm serious. I'm serious.
Yep.
You know, I'm not being facetious about it.
I want to hear about it. I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
I want to hear what our current representative, the great things he's done for you, and let us know. And Susan, they also can watch online.
That's right. We're going to be live streaming the event. It's Thursday night at 7 p.m. If you can come live, it's a Walnut House just off the square, but we will have it available through the Murfreesboro Indivisible Facebook page.
Okay.
We're going to live stream it, and we're really, really easy to find on Facebook. We're Murfreesboro Indivisible, and that's indivisible spelled like in the Pledge of Allegiance, one nation under God, indivisible, right?
Right, okay.
So Murfreesboro, just search for Murfreesboro Indivisible, and you'll find information about the event, and you'll be able to live stream on Thursday.
Be able to live stream it. Okay.
Yeah, and I'll be live streaming on TikTok. I'm Victoria 4, the number 4, Congress.
Okay.
And you can actually sign up for the live event. It is already live on my page so that you can sign up there. You'll get a notification on TikTok that you can watch me. I'll be there. I've got my moderators all set up. So, and just having a little bit of fun.
Right. And we want these people to come.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to, I want you as a voter. Okay. And you know, this thing takes a little bit of energy. Now, you think about what these candidates put out, their families, their children. You think about this.
Mm-hmm.
The sacrifice they make, okay? Yeah. Now, think about that. We're just asking you to come and listen to what she's got to say.
Mm-hmm. Ask me a question. Shake my hand. Give me a hug.
Find out. Have your picture taken with them. You know? I mean, come on, man. You know, you've got to put a little, get some skin in the game, folks.
Right.
as voters, we've sat back too long and just, well, I don't know, my vote don't count anymore. This is not a presidential election. Mm-hmm. That is not true. We've got candidates. We have national candidates that are losing races by 4 or 5 votes. Mm-hmm. They go back and recount and recount and recount. And, this is a real thing that's happening.
And Tennessee is 51st in voter turnout.
I know. Right,
51st in voter turnout.
Oh, right.
Think about that. And I know there's one of the islands.
Do you mean to tell me one of the islands is ahead of us?
One of the islands.
D.C.
D.C. is ahead of us.
D.C. It's all the states.
You got to be kidding me. 51st.
Yeah. 51st. But you know what? If you go to your local election commission, you go to the Tennessee Election Commission, they will say vote number one in voter integrity. So why aren't you out voting? If your concern is that there's voter fraud out there, why aren't you voting in Tennessee? Because Tennessee's taking care of you. They're making sure that you can vote. And there are plenty of House bills that are on our state legislature right now that are questionable and could interfere with your rights. Rights to vote, your rights to participate.
That's what I'm talking about.
And that's you've a state it. Level. Right. That's not even a federal level. So I don't know what you're doing out here yelling at me on the internet. Let's go. I want to see you involved.
And voter turnout is so low in some of these races that we could win them.
Yeah.
Just a couple hundred people come out and actually vote.
Take 10 people with you. That's
all it takes.
Yeah.
All you need. And I don't care how you vote. I would rather see Tennessee better represented than win the election, because I realize all boats rise with the tide.
And Brian and I, lots of times I'll go up with Brian, and I'm not on the air that night, but Brian is, and Bart is, owner of this station, Bart Walker. And, they'll bring out and Mr. Farley, the head of the election commission, does great. They do a great job up there. Those people,
they do.
That's a long, long day for those folks, a long
they
two
do.
Or 3 days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do a great job. And they bring the results out in 8% turnout.
Right.
9%.
Right.
If we ever got to 11 or 12, we'd say, we had a big turnout here. Come on, people. 90% of the people sat at home on their hands.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And I'm talking about in local elections, county elections, state elections, federal elections. Come on, man.
Yeah.
And there's a lady here that's going to provide for you. You don't have to be one or the other. You don't have to be a member of a party. Are you going to register people to vote at this thing? That's another thing, registration.
That's actually a fabulous idea. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we can do that, but if we can get our act together.
If we can swing it, we'll swing it. We'll at least have someone there to help walk you through getting registered. I feel like that's totally possible.
It's on our agenda for, as we're looking over, because this is not going to go away anytime soon.
Right.
So part of our plan for civic education includes voter registration.
Sure, voter registration is it.
Great idea to have it. Help available on Thursday.
We'll have
sign
up list as well, so that if you want to keep up with what I'm doing, you want to follow me, you want to donate to me, because unfortunately, elections take money.
And it takes cash,
I don't need a bunch of money, guys. I can do this, but I do need your donations, because if you want to see better representation, 90% of my donations were small dollar compared to Desjardins, which was vice versa. 90% of his were corporate donations,
right.
And 10% were small dollar.
Yep.
I don't know about you, but even just hearing that, I want to see representation that has, small dollar donations. I don't want to represent a corporation. I want to represent you.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got a caller online. Caller, go ahead. This is Ed. Go ahead.
Well, hey, Ed. It's Kathy Watts. How are you?
Kathy, how are you? Let me ask you what jail you're in tonight. You need bail money?
I am sitting in my recliner, and I have a cat holding me down.
Oh, me. That poor cat. What a job.
My cat loves me.
That's pitiful.
But, listening, and then when I can't stand it anymore, I have to call in because I heard something I needed to respond to.
Please.
So talking about registering people to vote, it's so easy. And I will be there on Thursday night. I'll be checking everybody in. And if there is anybody there who is not registered to vote, I can show them how to do it online on their phone in a minute. It takes no time at all, and I'll be happy to get them registered.
And they can register online anymore.
Yeah, they can still register online.
Now, they've got that SAVE Act where they're trying to make women prove that their birth name is the same, you know, they're the same person they were born. And but so far, it's still okay. We can register. If you have a driver's license in the state of Tennessee and you're a citizen, then you can register on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You mean they let women have driver's license here in Tennessee? I didn't know
that.
That's
the weirdest thing, guys.
So far.
Hey, ladies, this is the time to remind you, don't change your last name. Man. It'll benefit you.
You know, I'm telling you, that is getting to be a thing.
It is. Yeah,
it's
right.
Crazy.
I mean, I didn't change mine, but... Yeah.
I've had three last names. I'm in deep trouble.
Well, that's the reason I asked you if you needed some bail money, because I know good and well they've picked you up. I mean, you know.
That's right.
They'll pick me up first, don't worry. On the side of the road in my little sign, my liberal dog.
Sure, yeah. No, I'll tell you, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, okay. But so you can tell people how to...
I would love to see some Republicans there on Thursday night. I want Victoria to show them how she can represent them as well. She will represent everyone when she is our congresswoman.
Kathy, I'm serious about that. I mean, I'm not saying it tongue-in-cheek. I'm not being facetious about it.
No, me neither.
And, you know, please come and talk to this young lady and you know, check it out, you know? Ask her some questions. Yeah, see how...
She's a mature woman. She's not a young lady.
Well, I mean, okay, all right. Okay.
I've had two tiny humans exit my body.
Okay, all right, yeah.
She's old enough to run for Congress, but she is not old enough to be president.
That is true.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The keyword is yet. The husband is on board for being running for president. He wasn't last election cycle. He's on board now. So we'll see.
You know, I'm getting into the George Burns era now. And Kathy, congratulations. You've corrected the host once again. I probably won't speak to you again till tomorrow, but or until I need a guest again. You know, I'm going to get into trouble. I mean, Kathy had to. She's
checking with me on a guest.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Kathy called. She sent me a text. Could we be on? Could we have someone on the 25th? Normally, that's a courtesy because I just come up here. Hey, we're going to be on the 25th. You know, that's fine. Kathy, thank you so much.
I say no, and I said, well, no, but I just wanted you to get us on the calendar.
Okay. Well, you can always have me back.
You know, this is Indivisible's first big event.
Yes.
There's another one coming up in June, and we'll probably tell you about it on Thursday night, but we'll keep it a secret for now, right, Susan?
I think that's a good idea.
Good enough.
Excited for that one.
Yeah, okay.
But I think that... can end up with that and invite everybody to come to the next event in June.
Right. So, great. That'd
very
be great.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kathy.
Kathy, thank you so much. Well, I appreciate you. I do. Kathy Watts. Take care.
You know, I just want to say one thing.
Yeah.
We want Scott Desjarlais to be there on Thursday.
Yes.
His constituents deserve him to be there. And if you are listening to this and you want Scott Desjarlais to be there, we encourage you to call his Murfreesboro office. His number is 615-896-1986, 1986. Call his office. Talk to his staff. They're very nice people.
They are.
Be polite. Mm-hmm. You might be angry about Scott.
Right.
Be
polite.
Be nice.
These staffers are very polite. Be polite to them and say, hey, you know, is he going to be there on Thursday? I really want to see him there on Thursday.
Yeah.
So again, call 615-896-1986 and talk to his staff and ask if Scott Desjarlais is going to be there Thursday. And if they say no, say, I'm disappointed because I want to see Scott Desjarlais.
Yeah.
Good enough. Matt Ferry.
Thank you.
Victoria Broderick is here. You're running for United States Congress.
Yes,
okay?
Sir,
Again. You will be able to see her and shake her hand Thursday night at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Susan Myers-Shirk. Susan, it has been a pleasure to make your acquaintance. Thank you. And you're with Murfreesboro Individual.
We are.
And the link is live, so if you are looking, you want to show up, we've got a link. You can sign up. We would love to know that you're coming. That way we can make sure that... we've got your information, you get in the door, and we just know that you're going to be there because we want to know that everyone is there.
Folks,
there you go.
Thank you so much. We are out of time again. Yes. For the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, I'm going to tell you what, thanks so much. We'll be back next week. But until next Sunday at 8 o'clock, I'll catch you down the road. Good night.
Good night.